This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The White House says U.S. and British retaliatory strikes against Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen are meant to send a warning. AP correspondent Norman Hall explains.
President Joe Biden says that a series of strikes in Yemen targeting Houthi rebels are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's Red Sea attacks. Biden said the military response was only made after attempts at diplomatic negotiations and careful deliberation. He said in a statement that recent attacks have included, for the first time, use of anti-ship ballistic missiles. Those actions, he said, have endangered U.S. personnel, civilian mariners, and freedom of navigation. Norman Hall, Washington.
South Africa is telling the top UN court that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza as a landmark case gets underway. We get more from VOA's Rick Pantelea.
South Africa has formally accused Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians and asked the UN's International Court of Justice in The Hague to order a halt to Israeli military operations in Gaza. This is South African lawyer Adila Husim.
The first genocidal act committed by Israel is the mass killing of Palestinians in Gaza in violation of Article 2A of the Genocide Convention. As the UN Secretary General explained, the level of Israel's killing is so extensive that nowhere is safe in Gaza.
Israel is said to often boycott international tribunals or UN investigations, saying they are unfair and biased. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Israel's military carried out air and ground attacks in the central and southern Gaza Strip, while Hamas said Israeli attacks overnight killed dozens of people, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Hamas has killed more than 1,200 people since the war broke out on October 7th on its attack on Israel. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Thursday in Egypt with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on his last stop on the latest mission to find a path to peace between Israel and Gaza. We get more from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Blinken's trip included stops in Turkey, Jordan, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Greece, and Israel. It was his fourth such trip since the conflict began. Speaking to reporters as he prepared to board his plane to depart Cairo, Blinken said his visit established key objectives for peace in Gaza.
First, preventing the conflict from spreading. Second, getting more humanitarian assistance into people who need it. Three, increasing protection for civilians. Four, getting hostages out. And finally, continuing to support Israel in its efforts to make sure that October 7th can never happen again and so that this conflict can end.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to meet with veteran Chinese diplomat and a top contender to be China's next foreign minister in Washington on Friday, a day before Taiwan's elections, as the U.S. continues to caution China against using the elections as a pretext for instability. Federal aviation officials here in the U.S. are investigating Boeing's role in ensuring the safety of a jet panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines plane last week in mid-flight. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating whether or not Boeing made sure that fuselage panel that blew off the Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet that had just left Oregon was safe, and if it was manufactured to meet the design that regulators had approved. Boeing CEO David Calhoun on Tuesday addressing workers.
This event can never happen again.
The FAA this week ordered Boeing to revise the instructions for inspecting and repairing those so-called door plugs. After Alaska and United Airlines report, other planes have loose bolts and other problems with the panels. The 737 MAX 9s remain grounded for safety inspections. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Several Jewish students have filed a lawsuit against Harvard University here in the U.S., accusing it of tolerating anti-Semitism that has resulted in them being intimidated. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.